Dogma. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq that Luqman was granted wisdom not because of his family or his wealth, and nor was he gifted for his physical strength or nice appearance, but for the fact that he was a man of manner who was quite stable and insistent in God's way and rejected everything which was against God's will. He was a silent man who looked poor, but who had a deep and sharp insight and a great sense of logic. He was quite careful of his behavior and gestures and never laughed at whatever he saw or heard, lest it would be considered as a sin for him. He never joked or get angry with anyone and never passed two fighting men indifferently. In such cases, he used to stop, talk with them, and reconcile them. He used to have close connections with philosophers and jurisprudence experts. He was always refusing Satan and asked others about the different ways to overcome passion and sensual desires. He never traveled except when necessary. For these reasons, God granted him wisdom and infallibility, but he was not a prophet. The Almighty commanded a group of angels to visit Luqman in the middle of the day, of course, in a way that he would not see them. So they came down on him. Angels said, "You, Luqman, do you wish to be God's prophet on the earth and rule over all people?" Luqman replied, "If God commands me to be so, I shall listen and obey him, because if he asks me this, he himself will be there to guide me, teach me how to step in the way of salvation, and protect me from committing sins. But if he gives me the freedom of choice, I shall choose good health." Then angels asked, "But why should you do so?" Luqman answered, "For it's too difficult to judge among people." If your judgments are true and accurate, you may keep yourself safe and sound. Otherwise, you have not only taken the wrong path to paradise, but also you will definitely lose your life. It would be much better to be a weak and humiliated man in this world than being in power and strong here, but poor, miserable, and humiliated in the hereafter. Moreover, he who prefers this world to hereafter will lose in both worlds, for this world will soon come to an end, and he won't enjoy the hereafter either. The angels were quite surprised of his wisdom, and the Almighty also found his philosophy and logic satisfactory. So when night fell upon and Luqman went to bed, God bestowed him the great wisdom to such an extent that it filled his whole body from head to toes. The day after, when Luqman got up, he was the wisest man and the fairest judge of his time. He went among people and talked words of wisdom to share his knowledge with other people. An example of the wise words he told his son are, "O my dear son, From the day you were born in this world, you have turned your back at it and advanced towards the hereafter. The house to which you're heading is closer to you than the house from which you have started out. Keep in touch with philosophers, but never dispute with them. Indulge in the worldly blessings to an extent that they will not be considered a disadvantage for your hereafter. Do know that you should have proper answers for four things in God's presence in near future. These four things you will be questioned for are: firstly, you are asked about how you have wasted your youth. Secondly, what you have spent or wasted your life for. Thirdly, how you have acquired your wealth and properties. And finally, how you have spent your wealth. Thus, if you wish to have honor in this world, suppress your greed for what other people possess.